Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Monday, August 29th, 2022. Hey, got the date right today. The Phils ran out of steam on Sunday against the Pirates, getting shut out by Ronzi Contreras in the Pirates' pen to fall 5-0. That's loss number 11,168 of all time. Snapped a 6-game win streak for the Phils, but the Fightins did manage to win the first two in the series to emerge victorious 5-2 in the battle for Pennsylvania. So let's ring the bell. And we'll recap the games. Sunday, the offense fell silent, notching just 4 hits on the day. Rookie starter Ronzi Contreras tossed 5 shutout frames, striking out 7. Phils manages 2 base runners over the final 4 innings against the Pirates' pen. Noah Syndergaard on the other side hung in there for a while, but ultimately ran into some trouble, yielded 5 runs over 5 2/3 innings. He allowed 9 hits and a walk, struck out 5. There's really not a whole lot more to say about Sunday's loss. The highlight of the weekend on the field came early as the Phillies on Friday welcomed back Bryce Harper and loaded up the bases for him in the bottom of the first inning. After 2 months out of the lineup, Bryce Harper steps to the dish with the bases juiced, the crowd going crazy. And while we didn't get the grand slam we were all hoping for, Bryce did make his impact felt immediately, driving in a pair on a single to right. The Phils then added on 2 more with a JT Realmuto single and a Castellanos single to give Bailey Falter a comfy 4-run lead to work with, and he did well to hold it. Falter went 6 on Friday, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits to earn the win. He struck out 6, but did allow a pair of home runs. Rhys Hoskins and Bryson Stott also picked up RBI. Later in the day, the Pirates tried to scratch their way back, but the Phils won it 7-4. Brad Hand picks up his 5th save of the year. Saturday, the Phillies jumped out to an early lead again, getting 3 in the first on a JT Realmuto double, then 2 in the second, 1 more in the third. Kyle Gibson spun an absolute gem. Gibby struck out 9 over 7 scoreless innings. Sam Coonrod, Nick Nelson helped complete the shutout for the Phils. Phils win 6-0. Nick Castellanos hit his 13th of the year, a solo homer as he continues to turn his season around. And we had some injury news to discuss over the weekend, and it seems kind of positive. Zach Wheeler and Dave Dombrowski spoke with the media on Friday, both downplayed the injury, indicated that not only would Wheeler be ready to come off the disabled list, the injured list, after missing the minimum amount of time, but it also seems like were it a playoff situation, Wheeler would have been pitching right through this injury, something he's experienced before. We will be watching as he ramps up later in the week, but it'll be one more start for Bailey Falter, and then hopefully we'll have Zach Wheeler back. So a big, big sigh of relief. Now we'll just wait for some positive news on Sir Anthony Dominguez. Phils also welcome back Brandon Marsh and sent Bradley Zimmer packing. All right, and now a quick look around the NL East. The Braves dropped 2 of 3 in St. Louis and have Colorado coming to town next. The Nationals won on Sunday but lost the series to Cincy. Oakland is coming up for DC. They travel to play the Nationals. Marlins wrapping up a 4-gamer with the Dodgers on Monday, looking for a split. They are down 2-1 right now in that series, and then they play 2 games with Tampa on Tuesday and Wednesday. And the Mets, 1-3 of 4, lead back up to 3 in the division over the weekend, and the Phils get a bit of a cushion in that wild card race. They are now 4 games up on a playoff spot in that second wild card spot. All right, our key question of the day: how is this Phils new look lineup stacking up? So since Bryce is back, we've seen a little bit of a different lineup for manager Rob Thompson rolling him out there. They've got Bryce Harper batting 4th in an attempt to try and split up the lefties, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper at the top with a couple of righties. So we've seen this lineup roll out a couple times over the weekend, looking like Schwarber, Reese, Bohm hitting 3, Harper 4, followed by Realmuto, Castellanos, and then the bottom 3, Stott, Segura, and Marsh. This is our healthy Phillies lineup, and it's an interesting one. It makes some sense with, again, the rules about the bullpen usage. So if someone brings in a lefty to face Schwarber, you're going to get 2 righties before they get to Harper, which does provide some matchup advantage to the Phillies. However, The one thing we got to look at here, Bryce Harper dropping down to the fourth spot, say from hitting two or three, you're losing plate appearances here, and it's not an insignificant amount of plate appearances. Over the course of the season, you lose about 30 plate appearances for every spot you drop down in the lineup. So essentially, if Bryce Harper's hitting two versus hitting four, he's going to see about 60 more plate appearances over the course of the season, and that's about 10 more plate appearances over this final month of the season. So you're giving Bryce Harper 10 fewer opportunities to make an impact, and I'm not really sure if that's a great thing. This might be more of something they look at depending on how the opposing team bullpen. If there's a bunch of lefties in that other team's pen, it might not be as relevant because you're going to get have to face them anyway. So let's see how it plays out for the next couple of weeks. I kind of like hitting Harper second, and you make it work however that happens, but it does seem like they want Kyle Schwarber locked in at that leadoff spot. If I were writing out the lineup, I'd probably be dropping Schwarber down to fourth or fifth himself, trying to lead off with Bryson Stott. I think he's been playing well enough that maybe we could try and stick him in that role. But I'm not the manager for a reason. Rob Thompson is. We'll let him roll his lineup out there, and we'll just be here to talk about it no matter what it does. All right, up next, we've got a three-game series with Arizona. The Phillies are traveling out. It's going to be a late-night week for all the Phillies faithful in Philadelphia and anywhere else. You got these games starting at 9:40 p.m. on the East Coast, so we're going to be up late with you and have some early morning recaps if you can't keep up for the game. The Diamondbacks, apparently ahead of the game, will be calling up top prospect Corbin Carroll. He's one of the top prospects in all of the games, so this should be exciting to get a quick look at him during his major league debut in his first little bit of run. He's basically the best prospect in the minors who hasn't yet been promoted yet, so that'll of course change today. The Diamondbacks right now are sitting at 59-67. They are fourth place in the NL West as a team. Right now, they're batting 229. That ranks 29th in the league, but 4.3 runs per game, number 16th ranked in the league. So that's middle of the pack. 4.15 ERA, bottom third of the league, pretty much bottom third of the league in all pitching metrics. Jake McCarthy has been the team's hottest bat for some time. In the past 2 weeks, he's batting a robust 4.21 with a 4.65 on base and a 6.05 slug. So that's a very nice number. Christian Walker continues to hit the ball hard. He's got 30 long balls on the season already, but just a 2.25 average, 3.20 on base to go along with it. And then Josh Rojas, really the other strong bat in this lineup, 2.83 over the past couple of weeks, has a little bit of pop, a little bit of speed. And the pitching probables for this weekend: Monday, we will have Ranger Suarez back on the mound against Madison Bumgarner. Tuesday, in what will be the pitching matchup of the series, Aaron Nola versus Zach Gallen, two of the best young starters in the game. And then Wednesday, Bailey Falter will take that next turn for Zach Wheeler, and he will be pitching against Tommy Henry. So hopefully this is going to be Bailey Falter's last turn in the rotation, and we will be looking to get Zach Wheeler back in on September 7th against Miami. It would be that next slot. So we're hoping that Zach Wheeler is going to be healthy for that one. All right, our final thought of the day. As we approach September, let's take a quick look back at the Phillies playoffs odd. We have a much happier story to tell at this point with a 2.5 game cushion for the second wild card. The Phillies are actually four games up on a playoff spot right now and an 88.5% chance to make the playoffs. The World Series odds to win the World Series are up to a 4% chance according to Fangraphs.com. So that's pretty nice. And they are projected to top 90 wins this season at this point. And if they hit that mark, it would be the first time since 2011 when the team was actually good, and just the sixth time in my life that they've looking to hit that mark. So if you remember a couple weeks back when we hit 10,000 wins, we said we needed about 65 straight seasons of 90 plus wins to get the team back to 500 all time. So if this is the start of the run, maybe by the time that I am 100 years old, this team will be back at 500 all time. You just need to keep winning and winning and winning every year for the next 60 years. All right, that's all the time we have for you today on the podcast. Have a great week, everyone. We will see you on Wednesday. Go Phils!